You have tuned in to Open Mic on CJSF Radio, broadcasting on 90.1 FM from Burnaby Mountain, BC.
You're listening to CJSF 90.1 in Burnaby, British Columbia, broadcasting from the unceded territories of the Coast Salish peoples.
It is 3 p.m. on May 30th, 2025. Welcome to episode 21 of the Steve Chong Show in 2025, part of Mike on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University. I'm your host, Steve Chong. There will be another set of independent music, commentary on SFU Athletics, feature on the BC Premier Baseball, report on the Northwest League, SFU News, an update on the Western Lacrosse Association. First up is Super Monster Party's Rage Quit with Blue Hurricane. That was Blue Hurricane from Super Monster Party's Rage Quit. A very, well, high energy tune. Next up is Leaf Rapids Velvet Paintings. The tune is Velvet Painting. Now I'd like to comment on SFU athletics at this time. On May 24th, the three-day NCAA Division II Outdoor Track and Field Championships were completed at CSU Pueblo Thunderbolt in Pueblo, Colorado. Hosted by Colorado State University Pueblo, where distances were in meters with times in minutes and seconds. In the men's javelin throw, Jared Chong, no biological relation to yours truly, hurled 66.49 for ninth among 22 competitors. In the women's 200 finals, Emma Cannon ran in at 23.33 for seventh among nine runners. All three Red Leafs competitors earned All-American honors, as Nicholas Monroe earned second-team All-American after his 13th place finish in the men's long jump at 7.37 last Thursday, with Emma Connon earning first-team All-American and Jared Chong joining Monroe in the second-team All-American. On May 29th, men's golf signed Eric Ju, who hails from Coquitlam and attends Coquitlam Open Learning. Today, the SFU track and field added Domfo Edika, a jumper from Issaquah, Washington, to the 2025 recruiting class. A jump specialist, in fact. Abeka is a graduate of Issaquah High School, will join the Red Leafs in the triple jump as her best moment came at Oregon Relays at Hayward Field in her sophomore year, where, according to the SFU Athletics website, she overcame pressure and adversity to deliver a clutch final jump.
And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. Simon Fraser University, the 1960s. In the earliest days of SFU, a renegade unlicensed radio station begins broadcasting around campus. 1974. Volunteers establish the Simon Fraser Campus Radio Society, which operates CJSF to this day. 1985. The station obtains a cable license, bringing CJSF to a wider audience, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since. And now for a CJSF Heritage Minute. During the 80s and the 90s, CJSF would come into its own as a serious platform for independent artists and a forum for people to express ideas not present in the mainstream media. Summer 2002, CJSF receives a license from the Canadian Radio Telecommunications Commission to broadcast over the FM airwaves. February 13th, 2003, 7 p.m. CJSF goes on air at 90.1 FM, and we've been changing the sound of radio in Burnaby ever since.
Now I'd like to feature the BC Premier Baseball League at this time. It is considered to be the highest level of baseball among BC high school students, with many earning college scholarships and some getting drafted by Major League Baseball. I will provide scores from May 24th to today from the Premier Division. Four doubleheaders were on tap on May 24th, the Coquitlam Reds defeated the North Island Royals 7-3, who doubled up the hosts 10-5 for a split at Mundy Park. The Victoria Eagles edged the North Shore Twins 1-0, who tripled up the visitors 6-2 at North Vancouver's Parkgate Park for a split. The Victoria Mariners treated the Langley Blaze 1-0, who shut out the visitors 6-0 at McLeod Athletic Park. And the Okanagan Athletics tripled up the Wally Chiefs 3-1, followed by a 2-1 win for a sweep at Kelowna's Elk Stadium. Four more doubleheaders took place the next day on May 25th, featuring the same teams. North Island spanked Coquitlam 10-4, followed by a 5-4 win for a sweep at Mundy. Wally blanked Okanagan 1-0, who quad-damaged the visitors for a split at Elk. Langley deep sixth the Victoria Mariners 10-0, who shaded the host 5-4 for a split at McLeod Athletic. And North Shore shut out the Victoria Eagles 6-0, followed by a 4-2 win for a sweep at Parkgate Park. Later on May 25th, the BCPBO announced that Eli Pacos, a left-handed hitting catcher for the Mid-Island Pirates based in Nanaimo, had committed to the Colby Mules Baseball based in Waterville, Maine. On May 27th, the host Langley shaded Wally 1-0 at McLeod Athletic. On May 28th, the BCPBL announced that Jared Guman of Delta Blue Jays had committed to De Anza Baseball based in Cupertino, California. Later on May 28th, North Delta tripled up visitors White Rock Tritons 6-2 at Mackey Park. There is one game on tap tonight as Delta visits North Shore at North Vancouver's Parkgate with the first pitch at 7 p.m.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Here are the current standings in the BC Premier Baseball League Premier Division. The Langley Blaze are first at 17-3. The North Shore Twins are second at 16-3. The Mid-Island Pirates are third at 15-7. The Wally Chiefs are fourth at 13-7. The Victoria Eagles are fifth at 11-8. The Abbotsford Cardinals are 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 at 10-9. The UBC Premier Thunder are 7th at 13-13. The Okanagan Athletics are 8th at 12-12. And the rest, the North Island Royals are 9th at 7-10. Delta Blue Jays are 10th at 11-15. The Victoria Mariners are 11th at 9-16. The White Rock Tritons are 12th at 8-20. And the Coquitlam Reds are dead last at 3-22. Let me look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 8, 9, 10. Okay, there might be 14 teams here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. So North Island Royals are 9th at 7-10. Delta Blue Jays are 10th at 11-15. Just a minute, please. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. That's to the Okanagan Athletics. 9, 10. Okay. So, the bottom five, North Island Royals, 9th, 7-10. Delta Blue Jays, 10th, 11-15. Victoria Mariners, 11th, 9-16. The White Rock Tritons, 12th, 8-20. And Coquitlam Reds, 13th and last at 3-22.
If you're a regular listener of this show or other shows on CJSF, we'd love to hear from you. Tell us about what you like and why you like it, as well as ways we can improve our programming. To leave comments, please email cjsfprog@sfu.ca or call 778-782-4423. This information can also be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Welcome back. The third act is Naked Roommates, Past the Loofah. Here is Reasons Why. Thank you. Now I'd like to report on the Northwest League at this time. It is a high A league, three levels below Major League Baseball. Three games were on tap for May 24th. The Everett Aqua Sox edged the Hillsboro Hops 3-2 at Hillsboro Park in Oregon. The Vancouver Canadiens shellacked the host Eugene Emeralds 9-0, highlighted by two four-run innings in the second, seventh innings when Nick Goodwin hit a three-run home run off CJ Witcher at PK Park in Oregon. And the Tri-City Dust Devils shaded the host Spokane Indians 3-2 as Ryan Nicholson hit a solo jack to tie the game, followed by Matt Cooney's solo home run both off Alan Perdomo in the top of the eighth at Avista Stadium in Spokane Valley, Washington. Three more games were played on May 25th. Hillsboro shaded Everett Aqua Sox 5-4 at Hillsboro Ballpark. The host Spokane Indians shaded the Tri-City Dust Devils 2-1 at Avista, and the visitors Vancouver Canadians shellacked the Eugene Emeralds 9-2, highlighted by a 7-run assault in the top of 10th, highlighted by where two 2-run home runs were hit, the first by Eddie Micheletti off Nicholas Herald, followed by Nick Goodwin off Tyler Vogel at PK Park. There was one venue change on May 26th as Spokane shaded the host Everett 4-3, where the visitors Indians hit four solo home runs as Braylon Wimmer's solo shot in the top of six off Nick Piero was the winner, as Davison Palermo survived two Aqua Sox solo home runs in the bottom of ninth, Melkar Perez and Michael Arroyo at Funko Field. There were two venue changes on May 27th. Eugene exercised Tri-City 8-3, highlighted by a four-run rally in the top of seventh when Jacob Tips hit a two-run home run off Leonard Garcia at Gisa Stadium in Pasco, Washington, and Vancouver grounded Hillsboro, highlighted by a 10-run barrage in the bottom of second in Rogers Field at Nat Bailey in Vancouver, BC, 15-4. On May 28th, Tri-City quintuple Eugene 5-1. Vancouver thumped Hillsboro 9-5, highlighted by a 3-run third, followed by a 4-run fourth, and Spokane obliterated Everett 10-2. Highlighted by three runs in each of fifth, ninth innings. On May 29th, Tri-City shellacked Eugene 10-3, highlighted by a 7-run storm when Alex Ferrer hit a grand slam off Cameron Ferrer. Hillsboro shaded Vancouver 3-2, and Everett walked off Spokane 9-8 in 10 innings. Three more games are on tap today. Vancouver is dominating Hillsboro 8-1 in the top of ninth. Later on, Eugene continues in Pasco against Tri-City at 6:30, and Spokane resumes in Everett at 7:05. All times are Pacific.
Listen to music and podcasts from CGSF 90.1 FM with our radio app. It's on-the-go listening made easy. You can tune into all our music, spoken word, and multicultural shows using your device. Our app lets you set reminders so you'll never miss your favorite show again. Stay connected to CGSF 90.1 FM through our community radio app. Download the app from the Apple Store or get it on Google Play.
Here are the current standings in the Northwest League. Hillsboro, an affiliate of the Arizona Diamondbacks, are first at 27-21. Spokane, an affiliate of the Colorado Rockies, are second at 25-23. Tri-City, an affiliate of the Los Angeles Angels, are third at 24-23. Eugene, an affiliate for the San Francisco Giants, are fourth at 24-24. Everett, an affiliate for the Seattle Mariners, are 5th at 22-25, and Vancouver, an affiliate for the Toronto Blue Jays, are last at 21-27.
Volunteering at CJSF 90.1 FM is a great experience and is easy to get started, so I'll tell you a little bit about it in the hope that you reach out. As this station is run almost entirely by volunteers, you have a variety of ways to get active at CJSF. Every department can use a little bit of help. Arts and entertainment. Well, you can write and produce reviews, conduct interviews of local musicians, the music library, acquiring, organizing, reviewing, and compiling charts. Public affairs. Interviewing groups, attending events, recording lectures. Public relations, postering, graphic design, and programming. You can host your own show or work on a collective. Production, audio editing, and PSA building. And once you feel comfortable, you can even volunteer to help the volunteers. So volunteer with us at CJSF 90.1. Email us at vol4cjsf@sfu.ca.
Welcome to the second half of episode 21 in the 2025 Steve Chong Show, part of Open Mic on CJSF 90.1 FM, the campus community radio station for Simon Fraser University.